I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A breeze. A wave. Silence. A feather in the wind. More breeze. More waves. A movement. Yeah, a movement. Tick follows talk, follows tick follows. Oh shit, that's that beer advert. A state of mind. A dreamlike stare, where only smells survive. An aroma that changes, an aroma like no other. An aroma that changes who you are, for this is where we are. Football, a fragrance biting closer, because Norwich smells like football. Poof, that smells a deep heat and burp. Hello and welcome to the 19th ever episode of Little Yellow Bird Podcast. My name is John Rogers and I am here with Dan
Brigham.
How are you, Dan?
Okay, yourself?
I'm not too bad. I'm speaking a bit fast at the moment.
You are, aren't you?
Do you know why that is?
Because I've got you on fast forward on my remote control.
Nearly. Mm. I'm excited because it's time to do the podcast with you.
That's nice, isn't it? Do you remember the Round the Twist episode? With the remote control where you could pause life and fast forward it and rewind and stuff like that.
That would be my superhero.
Remote control man.
No, superhero power, if I had to have one.
Okay.
It would be I could pause time.
Right.
And I could move, but everyone else, no one else couldn't.
What
and,
would you do?
Unless I touched them on the end of the nose and they could move.
Okay. Actually, I don't know what you'd do.
I've thought about it numerous times and it's not sexual. I would become the best footballer in the world.
How?
Because I'd just pause time.
But no one would know because the time's paused.
Yeah. And then I can look around and say, where's the players? Where's the tackle coming in from? Which way is the goalkeeper going to dive?
Oh, okay. And then start with the ball at your feet.
Exactly.
Still.
And bang, I'm back in the game. And we'll pause again.
That's cheating, John.
I like cheating.
Okay.
Do you know why? I've no idea how to do that.
Because you're not good enough not to cheat.
Exactly. So what we got planned today?
Well.
Now people know my superhero. They need to know what else is going to happen in the show. We have got...
We've got all the usual goodies.
Yay.
We've got, well, actually, we've changed it up a little bit, haven't we?
We changed it up. We changed it up.
Rather than a top 10 tweets of a song variety, you've gone for a medical 11.
Yeah, because it's been quite an interesting couple of days with lots of players having their medicals.
That's right. Oh, right. That's where you went for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a reason behind that.
That does make sense. I was being dense there. We've also got Dan versus John.
Oh, yeah.
And we've also got a chat with Mark Walt. No, we haven't got a chat with Mark Walton.
Yeah, Mark Walton was going to be on, but unfortunately, his little way of getting in contact with us hasn't come off.
Not yet. I'm sure it will, but we will play you the jingle though.
I've got a feeling he's going to go, yeah, sure, and like in about 3 minutes.
Okay.
It's too late.
Well, fingers crossed for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else have we got to do?
Talk about the football and the transfers and the goals and the games.
It's been a hell of a week, actually.
It has. There's a lot to catch up on, so best we get on with it.
Okay, then. I'm going to press the button that does the home and away thing. Should I do it?
Press it.
Norwich City games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away, we'll have a say.
Your superhero, just popping back to that quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what it would be really good for? Hello? What are you looking at?
I was thinking.
Oh, those moments where someone says something and you know there's a really funny retort there somewhere, but you can't quite grab it, and then time moves on and then it becomes too late to use that witty retort. So I'd stop time until I've thought of a witty retort and then start time again and come back with it.
You know what they say about people who stop time?
No. Big fans of Cher?
Seconds count.
Should we move on? That's a good thing to do with it, though. And it would make the world laugh.
Norwich played away this week.
Yeah, they did, yeah. Saturday.
Yeah, they did. We did the kind of Stoke as live, didn't we? So
we did,
there's
yeah.
two away. So it's away and away. Away yeah. and away. So Stoke was rubbish.
Feels a long time ago. It Let's does. Not bother with that one.
Bournemouth. That was rubbish.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. I missed the entire game, which in some ways was... Sorry?
First time for a long time?
Yeah, which in some ways... no, first time since Man City Cup game, actually.
Right, but okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, first league game in a long time. And I was obviously very glad I missed it, not only because of the horror show of performance, what it sounds like, but also the horror show of some of the reaction afterwards as well. It was nice to be out of that loop.
It was horrific. Awful.
Was it worse than Everton, first half against Everton?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That worse?
Yes. Much.
Why do you think that was?
Two reasons. One, because it was Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And they're a Premiership side, I understand that. But they've got a leaky defence. We didn't put them under pressure once.
Yeah.
We had one-ish chance, and Mbakani was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. And the goalkeeper came rushing out. He lobbed him, and then put it near the corner flag. And that was it. Right, read it out. And the other reason, we just didn't get going, didn't get stuck in, didn't fight. Vadis had a couple of 50-50s and kind of felt like he pulled out a couple.
You wrote that you don't think we'll see Vadis again, which seemed a bit knee-jerk.
No, I don't think it is, especially with the players that have come in. I think Naismith will take his place.
But he'd been quite good in the preceding couple of games, though, Vadis. He looked really bright, inventive.
He's been here for 2 years and he's played three games.
No, I know, but
no, I'm just saying this is my reasoning for it. So he's played three games, and he played really well coming on the substitute and, you know, set up the goal for Tetti against Southampton.
Yeah.
But the two games that he has started away from home, which are the Spurs and the Bournemouth game, he didn't look like he was meant to be on the pitch, I have to say.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, the reason Neil essentially has kept him out of the side until now is because he's questioned his ability to go back and get stuck in and defend, essentially, which, you know, is what you need when you're at a club at a size, well, any size club. And we saw that a bit against when he came on against Southampton, and we saw that against Stoke, I thought, as well.
He reminds me of a little bit.
Can we pause
you're gonna
time?
Go, what?
Can we pause time so I can think of a witty reply?
Go on then. Seconds
Jan
count.
Mulby.
No. He reminds me of Robert Snodgrass.
Yeah.
Because he likes eight touches instead of two.
Yes, and also Snodgrass did that thing of always running back, but running back with with enough time that he knew he wouldn't get involved in having to make a tackle.
Yeah.
So he looks like he's sort of tracking back, but in actual fact, he's just putting a jog in and being in the sort of relative area of the pitch where the opposition are.
He looks like he could kill someone with a tackle.
Vadis.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like he wants to put himself around. He doesn't look like he gets stuck in.
I remember a tackle, the biggest lad in our year. Brilliant tackle, took me right out, took the ball, but landed on my legs, and I screamed.
You tackled the biggest chap.
No, he tackled me and then landed on me.
All right.
He took the ball and everything. It was probably a really good tackle. And then I squirmed underneath him like a little fish underneath a whale, and I just couldn't get up.
I've got an opposite story of that. I tackled one of the smallest people I've ever seen in my life. You know, like really, really, really small, thin kids used to play. Well, I was playing on the right wing. He was left back. I poleaxed him, like properly went through him. And the whole, I remember thinking, I got the ball. And the referee said, yeah, you got the ball. But the whole of, I remember all the parents on the side of the thing erupted. Like, they were coming on the pitch.
What, in anger?
Me. Yeah. Because it looked, because he was so small, and I went in quite a full challenge, he did like them little flick leg things. He landed on his, it looked like I'd killed him. I hadn't killed him.
Are you sure you hadn't killed him?
I probably did kill him. It was just a really good challenge. Just really unblock challenges, but because he was so little.
Yeah, it just went flying.
His leg
snapped
went flying.
A bit.
Yeah. They were good days.
I play five-a-side football, and one of the
Guys, and if you're going to play with 15-year-olds when you're 32, it's their fault. That's what I say.
One of the guys who I played against, there's rotation. I was off at one point, and he was off, and he was telling me he broke his pelvis when he was about 13 because his legs were too big for his body, and he kicked the football so hard he broke his pelvis.
Wow.
He had to go to hospital, who sent him home and then saw the x-rays later and then called him back, and he was in a wheelchair for a couple of months breaking his pelvis, hitting the ball too fast. And Vadis does look like he could do that to himself.
Yes, he does.
Anyway, Bournemouth.
Talking of Bournemouth,
yeah, beaches, retirement homes,
seconds count.
What?
I'm trying to pause time and think of something.
Oh, okay.
Seconds count.
Every second counts? That was the Paul Daniels game show back in the 80s.
Do they have a player called Daniels in their side?
Bournemouth have... what's his first name? Someone Daniel, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. See?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. So...
You've lost me.
I'm trying to be witty.
Okay.
I'm losing my superpower. Can't you tell?
So,
because you can't tell because I'm pausing time.
Are
not,
you worried after two defeats?
I'm not touching you on the nose. Well, no, this is interesting because we have brought some interesting players who... I think we finally brought in a player, or at least two players, who were going to go straight into the first team.
Oh, yeah. Though, yeah.
And that's
absolutely
what we've needed. So,
and
like
you'd
buying,
think three of them will eventually be starters.
Yeah,
three of them will, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, Closer is brilliant. I don't know how good he is. I've vaguely seen him, and when I've watched him play for Wolfsburg, I've never really thought, oh, there's that, you know, there's Closer.
He's going to be good.
Yeah. But we've paid a lot of money for a centre-back, and can you remember, when was the last time we had a centre-back we could actually be proud of?
John Newsome.
That we could be proud of?
John Newsome.
You know, a good one that we could be proud of, not just because he was square-shaped.
I like John Newsome.
Oh, yeah, I liked him too. I like John Paulson and Ian Butterworth, but...
Whoa. Don't start getting into Ian Butterworth, because I will trash your house.
No, but genuinely, I mean...
Yeah, it is.
It's sort of going back to Steve Bruce or something like that.
No,
isn't
that's
it?
Too far.
Well, who then?
John Newsome. he was our record signing.
Yeah, I know he was.
For £1 million. Our first... I don't know if he was our first £1 million player. He might have been our first £1 million player.
He would have been, yeah.
Yeah, then. So it was exciting. So that doesn't was mean,
but he
Newsom's
wasn't
answer.
Brilliant, though, was he?
He was.
He wasn't
fucked off after a while.
But this, I mean, Closer has the potential. He's a Champions League footballer. He's played for the Wolfsburg, who came second last season in the Bundesliga. He has the potential to be, you know, a genuinely top quality centre back for us. So, and I don't think I've ever really seen that at Norwich.
Why has he come to us?
Well, his agent, who used to play for Norwich,
that's a good for, yeah, that's
probably
true.
Had quite a lot of lot to say about
what's
it.
What's the
I can't remember. Gianluca, isn't it? Yeah.
Gino Ginelli, I think the word is.
Right. Don't make any jokes. And I mean, you have to question why other clubs went in for him, I suppose. But then you also have to applaud the board for maybe uncovering that he wanted to move
the
before
board.
Any other club. Yeah.
The board.
Well, yeah. Well, you know the. Well, you know what I mean. The transfer committee, etc.
We don't have a transfer
McNally,
committee,
etc.
It's just Alex Neil and his ways.
yeah,
I think it's true. When he said in that talk thing he gave, that we haven't got a transfer committee anymore.
I know, but it's not going to be Alex Neil who's been scouting Closer, though.
What?
It's going to be the scouts who've been scouting Closer.
Scouting further away.
Anyway, so
we get loads of Closer jokes out of this, so I'm going to keep using them. Go on.
That Closer is far away. That Closer is
get closer. Who to?
right, Naismith, Pinto.
Yeah, Pinto's an odd one. I don't think he's going to be first choice. I don't know.
Of course he is.
Do you think?
I mean, the other right backs are so shit. Of course he's going to be.
We didn't get Sam Byram.
Yeah.
Rather than Pinto, because I know him and he's good.
Yeah. He went to West Ham today, didn't he?
Yeah.
Everton wanted him, but West Ham promised first-team football, so understandable.
I think we could have promised first-team football as well.
Yeah, but West Ham are better than us and more wages, and he'll be playing in the Olympic Stadium season after next, or next season, whenever it is.
Yeah.
But he's a good player.
And it's London.
From the sound of it, Pinto's probably a very good attacking fullback. Maybe needs to work on the defensive side of things.
We'll go closer. He could do three things at once.
What's that?
Defend.
Smell.
Footballs.
What?
That was the. By the way, if anyone like, what the fuck is this? That was that.
Oh, the advert. The start.
Advert. Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Closer, when he came, as everyone probably knows, did say it's Norwich smells of like football.
Yeah.
Smell my football. I do hope he says smell my football every time he punts it away off the halfway, off the 6-yard box. Smell my football!
Or he goes straight into the first row with all, you know, bang, straight in the first row of the Gerald. Bang, smell my football. I asked my German accent. Do you do a German accent?
No.
So you do it first and I won't feel so bad.
Smell my football!
What was that?
That's quite good, I thought.
It wasn't.
If we have any German listeners, tell me, give me a mark out of 10.
Smell my football! Is that any good?
That's quite camp.
Well, yeah, well, most Germans are, aren't they?
No.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Okay.
And there's Naismith, who everyone is very excited about.
Yeah. You're not.
I'm mildly excited that everyone's excited. It's made me more excited. But I think there's a lot of onus on him to be brilliant, and he's not brilliant. If he was brilliant, he'd be getting in the Everton side ahead of Kono. But he's good. He's hardworking. He's a decent finisher. And he seems like a very nice bloke, and he seems like the kind of guy that the crowd will really get behind and lift the team. But
Norwich fans do love, sorry to interrupt, a runner, don't they?
All fans do. Yeah,
but yeah, Norwich fans do.
Oh, we love a runner.
Oh, we love a runner, don't we? Look at him go.
Look at him running.
Look at him go. Yeah. He's going all over the place, isn't he? He do, doesn't he?
And but he, I mean, from all the reports, from what I've seen of him, and a lot of Everton writers have said, he can't really pass for shit. He's not going to unlock defences in the way someone like Houlihan can. So a lot of people saying he's competing for Houlihan for the number 10 spot. But I wouldn't be surprised if we either see him on the left or the right of the three behind the striker, where he's probably, you know, he can use his sort of running and ability to cut in more effectively than in the middle. But I'm probably wrong. I mean, I have no idea what the team's going to be.
Yeah,
but we can talk about
McNally said in an interview that the bulk of it is done transfer-wise.
Yeah.
But then a few hours later, Alex Neil on Sky Sports said two or three more will be coming in.
Yeah, possibly coming in, yeah.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's probably, loans, maybe?
You'd think so. You'd think so. Because obviously we've freed
up. I think
up
we're working on Bamford.
Are you? What are we working on him? Shoulder rubs.
Every second counts. I think Bamford might come in the end on the last day of the window, so we can get involved.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
be surprised. And a total punt.
I could see it. Bamford on a helicopter coming to Norwich. That's my Jim White impression.
That's good, actually. That's quite good. It's better than the German.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if Haller comes eventually.
You think?
Yeah.
Why come over?
Well, exactly.
And also, that Saxon watch with that plane that flew over, that was Closer.
Oh, is that right?
It was Tim Closer, yeah.
Okay.
He came from Wolfsburg. It was him.
Why come over unless he's been put off by Colney? And
who wouldn't?
And, you know, Alex Neil and McNally have talked about upgrading it a lot, whether he's put off by that. But I wouldn't be surprised if that was the agent's way of trying to just demand a bit more money. And whether we want to pay a lot of money for someone who's only proven himself in the division that Ricky van Wolfswinkel proved himself in. I know a lot of players like Marco van Basten also proved themselves in Holland, but that was when the division, you know, when Ajax were one of the best teams in the world.
Into the world.
But so whether we want to spend a lot of money on a young guy who's relatively unproven, I don't know. But I'd rather prove it on someone who's young than who's the other one everyone keeps talking about? Remy. Everyone keeps talking about, I'll get Remy on loan for 6 months. He'll keep him up. But that's sort of quite short-termism.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. So there we go. That's good, wasn't it? I think we talked quite a lot. Oh, we need to talk about Stephen Fry, leaving us.
Well,
and there, we've done it.
Okay.
What about Tom Smith? Thomas? Is it Thomas Smith or Tom Smith?
Thomas to his mum and dad, I bet.
Oh, is it? Okay.
And Tom to his friends.
Big
and Tommy to his wife or girlfriend.
Do you think he's got a wife?
He's certainly got a wife or girlfriend. He's pictured with her, and there were lots of sexist comments online when the picture came out.
Could have been sister. She does look a little bit like that girl who was in The X Factor.
Which girl?
Cher Lloyd.
Oh, I remember Cher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Who looked a bit like Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, but like a heroin version.
Rural version. You can't say rural without sounding quite
rural.
Country. Rural. Yeah.
We've talked about a lot today, haven't we?
Yeah, we better move on.
Let's move on. We're going to move on to.
Do you know what we forgot to mention?
Just let you know, he hasn't texted us.
Mark Walton.
No.
Should we play the jingle, though? Break it up with a jingle.
I can't.
Go on, play the jingle.
Because it's then all like.
It's a good jingle.
I know
John.
It is, but I spent
You're
ages on it.
You're up to at least 11:05 in the evening doing the jingle.
I'll wait till we actually get a
okay.
ex-Canarion, which is what it's called.
Yeah, that's what it's called. I suppose we have to do a thing where we cheer everyone up as well, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
At
Norwich
some
Tonic.
Point.
Yeah.
Norwich
do that now?
No, let's get away. Do something different. Fun. Medical 11.
I thought we were going to do that last. Do the Medical 11. So, I sent a tweet out earlier on, yesterday, whenever it was. I don't know. Asking when Norwich were dicking around with signing people and trying to sign people, and the Norwich and Norfolk A&E department were working really hard, rubbing each other's legs, and finding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What
I'm just trying to find the email.
Oh, okay.
So this is what I asked for people to give us hilarious
puns. In no way related to what Dan Walker does on Twitter every week.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Don't follow him. Don't care. Rubbish. Ours is much better. So we started off with number one. Do you want to do number one? I'll do the top.
It's not team formation then?
Yeah, it will be.
Oh, cool. So goalkeeper then.
Goalkeeper. It's Brian Gunneria.
Good. Who's that from?
Richard Freezer.
Uh-huh. Well done, Richard Freezer. His mind got in there.
No, that was awful.
Darren VD.
No.
That's good.
VD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
That's good. Got lots of
You can't
likes.
Go in it.
You got lots of likes.
Oh, so what? Yeah, it's all you. Your various hidden accounts. So we had two people send this one in, and I didn't know which one to go, so I put them both on.
Okay.
Cedric Insulin.
Insulin, that's good, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
From Insulin. Both who and
From
who?
Rob Dunn and Rob Cramner.
Two Robs.
Cranmer.
Right.
So he's on the left.
Yeah.
On the right back, we have... Andrew Wisdom Tooth Removal by Canary Nest.
I like the absurdity of that. That's good.
On the centre backs, we've got quite a unusual centre back party.
Ian, is there a Dr. Culverhouse in the house? No, is there a Ian? Is there a doctor in the Culverhouse?
No,
that's quite good.
Craig Fleming,
Yeah, that's crap.
It's
who
not.
Did that one?
Loads of people did that one, but Matthew Rushbrook was first.
Oh, right. When loads of people do it, you know, it's not very good.
It is. Robert Illathorne.
Yeah. I loved Robert Illathorne.
I did. He was little, wasn't he?
He went to Spain, didn't he?
He always looked so confused. That was from Lee Weston. Thanks for that, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
Rob Spewman in midfield. What?
I thought that was the tweeter.
No. Rob Spewman. That's by Mags. That's what I've got on the thing.
Okay.
Dixon Achuhu.
Very good.
Yeah, that's from Jazz. Again, they didn't give it any more names than that. Rule Pox by
good.
Darren Crane.
Mm-hmm. Better than Darren Huckabee. Or Chuck Upperby. Chuck Upperby?
Biopsy. Darren Hucker Biopsy.
No. No, not having that.
Why?
That's not very good.
Wes Ebolahan. By Tim Stevens.
I'm not sure that works, is it?
Yeah. Where's Ebolahan? Ebolahan. Good.
Okay, yeah.
Alex Snotman up front.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Gary F. Oh, was by Tim Stevens. Did I say that?
You did say that, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Gary F. with Alex Snotman.
That's good.
And the last person up front, of course, Peter Mendham.
Peter on the Mendham.
Peter Mendham.
Oh, or on the Mendham.
On the Mendham.
Yeah. You kicked it off with the Hooper one, didn't you?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, whooping cough.
Yeah.
Hooper cough.
I quite like the Culver Doctor House one.
Yeah, very
doctor
good.
Doctor in the Culver House. VD should have been on the
left. Have you ever seen
left.
A doctor in Ian Culver House, what you're saying? That was from James
Bradford.
Who was
on the left again?
We've got one more, yeah.
Oh, have we? Sorry.
The manager. Who's the manager going to be? See if you can work
Mike
it out.
Mike Walking Wounded?
No, but it's better than that, but it's good.
I don't know. Go on.
Come on, keep going. Go through this.
Yeah, no, I can't keep coming out of the puns just like that. I've already done three.
All right, what about Chris Hughton? What would you say about him? Chris? Chris Fluton!
Am I Walking Wounded was better, wasn't it?
I don't think so. Yeah, Mike Walker.
But it was good, though. Who did it?
That was from... I didn't write it down. I'm so sorry. I'll find it. And
yeah?
Before the end of the podcast.
Okay.
So what, you fill for a second.
That was good fun, that, though.
You enjoyed that.
I like that. I think V... Who was on the left again for us? Because I thought VD could have been on the left.
I don't know, I've busted.
Didn't someone say Brian shotgun in the face or something?
Yeah, and I had some AIDS ones as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Did someone say shotgun in the face, or was that me? And think and
no, self, it's probably you. I didn't read
it. I might have self-edited and not press send. Especially as you didn't even retweet or reply to my Darren VD as well.
Well, what, I did read it. Why, why don't you pretend to be Mark Walton for a minute?
I can't do a Welsh accent.
Is he? Has he got a Welsh accent?
I don't know, but he's from Wales and lives in Wales now.
Mm, that's true. Mm-hmm. Try and do a Welsh accent, and don't say valleys. You're going to go there, weren't you?
Cheesy chips.
That's you saying cheesy chips.
Because I all eat cheesy chips with curry sauce.
That's just you
sauce.
Saying cheesy chips. There's no difference in your voice. You went cheesy chips.
Cardiff.
Yeah.
Cardiff. What else do they say?
I'm going to find this. You keep doing Welsh accent while I
you
find...
You and Robert.
Yeah. I'm going to put the microphone down so you can carry on doing
Jeremy
Welsh.
Jeremy Goss. Mark Bowen.
That's good.
Mark Bowen. Who else has been Welsh who's played for us? David Phillips. Was he Welsh? David Phillips was Welsh, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he was.
It was Daryl Such? No, he wasn't Welsh.
I can't find it. I'm really annoyed. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Well, we'll announce it at the end of the programme and send you a bouquet of flowers.
Whoa.
Because it's medical, isn't it? You know, that's what you said, tend to ill people.
You just said grapes.
Bouquet of grapes?
Because every second counts. Okay.
Did you like my Welsh accent?
That was very good. Mike Bowen, that's a good one.
Fionn, who a token female, she must have Welsh heritage. Maybe if she's listened, she can let me know how
Why?
Good am I. Because Fionn is a Welsh name.
I know.
And Thomas is a Welsh name. Oh, you looked at me with genuine bewilderment.
I did. That was the joke. So, what's this do now? I know what we can do. Everyone bloody loves this bit. You don't like it anymore, don't you?
Dan versus John.
Yeah, you don't like
it
anymore.
No, I like setting the questions. I think we should do it against the clock, though, is what I was saying the other day.
Against the what?
Against the cock.
Because every second counts. Yes! Who cares?
I care because I am winning.
You're
kicking my hairy bum, aren't you?
What, 6-3 now, is it?
Something like that. I'm dreadful at these.
6-3.
Okay, so... Are you ready
I
for
can
it?
Relax. I can just enjoy
this. This one is a genuinely interesting one.
Okay, this is good.
I think, anyway, because it crossed my mind, I don't know the answer to this the other day. Then I thought about it and thought, I got some of them. I didn't get them all, though, myself before checking. So, John.
You.
How many Norwich City... This isn't the question.
18.
This is...
That's right, isn't it?
No. How many Norwich players... And this isn't the question.
Okay.
It'll be a follow-up question. How many Norwich players have played for England while being at Norwich?
Chris Woods was one, wasn't it?
How many do you think?
Oh,
to start with.
4?
7.
Really? That's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. I want you to get...
Oh, shit.
5 of them. I got 5 of them in my head. So I want you to get 5 of them in your voice.
Martin Peters.
No, not while he was at Norwich.
Wasn't it? Oh, shit. Yeah. I'm not very good at this. How far back are we going?
If I tell you the first one was in 1976, that's how far back we're going.
Oh, man. I'm going to bomb at this one.
Well,
it's interesting.
One. Yeah, it is quite interesting.
Well, Chris Woods is one, isn't it?
Chris Woods is one.
Robert Green?
Is 2. Chris Woods played 3 times.
Did he?
No, started once and was sub 3 times.
Nice. What, so a sub counts?
Nope.
We just knew he was a sub to him.
Well, I guess 7 players.
Okay.
No, they had to have started.
Are we talking full internationals here?
They had to have come on the bench. They've had to have played on the pitch, obviously.
They have to come on the off.
Yeah.
They have to play on the pitch.
You can tell I write about sport. Yeah, they've have to play. They may have been on the bench but didn't come on, they won't count.
So 76. I wasn't alive then.
Neither was I.
Weren't you?
But you know England won the World Cup in 66?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were alive then. You know that, don't you? You know about Jesus?
Nope. I want to say a name, but I don't think it's right.
Well, you can get two wrong.
But there was no, I waste my chance then. Don't do that.
We can get two wrong.
Yeah, but once I have 30 seconds and shout as many names out as I possibly can.
That would be more fun, I think.
I know players who were Darren Eady.
No, he got called into the squad twice and got injured, didn't he?
Yeah, that's why I was going there. Same for Dean Ashton. He was when he went to Ashton.
No, when he went to West Ham, he got called up.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. So they're not proper names because I know they didn't play in it.
So the bit where you just go, was it Dean Ashton? That wasn't you asking him.
Bradley Johnson. Oh no, he's American, isn't he? That's why. Give me the years. That would be helpful.
Okay. 1983, 1976, 2005, you've got. 1979, 2013.
2013?
1984 to 86 and 1985 to 86, which you've got.
13? Have I got that one?
No.
Oh, John Ruddy.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So you've got the three goalkeepers.
Yeah, he's pulled his bone away from his muscle, didn't he?
Yeah. Not worth it, John. It's not worth it.
You leave him alone, muscle.
So you got three.
That's
two
not
more.
Bad, is it?
That's good. You got the three goalkeepers.
Well, Martin Peters definitely not around. Little drink.
What do you mean around?
Playing for Norwich at the time.
Nope.
Would I have heard of these people? Would I have heard of these people?
Yeah. One I must admit I hadn't heard of, which is appalling. I don't know if you will have heard of this chap either.
Tell
but
me.
I'd heard of the others.
Tell me who his name. I'll tell you if I heard of him.
1976. Played one match for England.
76. How long was he at Norwich for?
Don't know.
There's names I want to say that I know are not right, but it could be right. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. One of them I've sat next to on three up front.
Oh.
Oh.
I know.
This is why we need a timer.
I was going to say, oh, fuck. Oh, I know. Ah! I hate when you do that. Ah! It's actually hurting
he
me.
He doesn't own a trucking company.
Eddie Stobart.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I can't think. I want to say Del Shannon. But he sang the song Runaway in the 1950s.
Really? It sounds like it should be in Duran Duran.
It's that kind of like small name, long name.
Uh-huh. Small name, long name.
Isn't it?
Yeah, long name, small name is better for novelists. They can have the first name.
I'm going to give up. Who cares?
Mark Barham.
Yeah.
Who I sat next to.
Mark Barham, yeah.
Yeah, he played a couple of times.
Did he?
Back in the 80s.
Wow. Could have got fucking anyone to get a cap them days, couldn't they?
Phil Boyo is the one I'd not heard
who?
Of. Yeah, I'm glad I'm not the only one. He's a forward. I didn't have time to look him up earlier. I will do later. And then Rob Green.
I said him.
You said him. Kevin Reeves. No? Okay. No. John Ruddy, Dave Watson. I thought you'd get Dave Watson. Didn't we talk about him last week, mate?
No. I was going to go for Steve Bruce, but it was his partner.
And Chris Woods.
Yeah, I got
so
Chris
seven
Woods.
Of the fellas.
I've got three of the three goalkeepers.
Three of the goalkeepers, though.
So what does that say about us? We do good goalkeepers.
Well, it says, yeah, how many appearances? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
7 appearances.
12. 10 appearances
okay.
for Norwich players.
This is a good question. Follow up question. So I lost that one.
Yeah.
Just. Who do you think the next Norwich player to play for England is going to be?
There's a Kyle Lafferty. I don't know why Roy Hodgson doesn't call him up. He's been scoring goals for Northern Ireland. Just bring him in.
Bring him in.
Give him a chance.
Give him a chance, for fuck's sake, mate.
If Nathan Redmond doesn't play for England, something's gone wrong, hasn't it?
You think?
Think about the people who have played for England. Ryan fucking Mason.
Who?
Has played for England. Think about the players who are. If Nathan Redmond never wins a full England cap, something's gone wrong with his development.
True.
I think
something has gone wrong with his development.
Yeah, he's still young. He needs, as I said before, he needs to learn to play off the wing. He needs to be able to play through the middle, essentially, because that's what guys like Sterling can do, and that's what's held Andros Townsend back, is he can't really play through the middle. And, the way systems are now, wingers need to be able to be effective through the middle as well. Well, one day, hopefully. Mm. Who do you think?
I think many things. But what about Declan Rudd?
Well, so I mean, Butland's so good, Joe Hart's so good, it's kind of hard to see. Butland's younger than Rudd, isn't he, I think? Might be wrong. Maybe a year younger than Rudd, I think.
Mm. So we're not very good at guessing ages of goalkeepers.
No, it's hard to see that, but it'd be great. I mean, he may well get on the bench, but it's early days for him.
Yeah,
it'd be nice though, wouldn't it, if we had someone who properly played for England a few, more than six times as Dave Watson did. Or was it 10 times, one of the two?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's interesting though. I do agree with you. That's an interesting one. I knew the three goalkeepers. I forgot about John Ruddy for some reason.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be forgotten about John Ruddy. It's a bit awkward, isn't it?
What was, I'd missed it.
Do you know who I am? Yeah, I do, mate. Can you get back in the queue?
What was the Rudd yellow card? Did he miss time coming out?
Now, I spoke to a couple of people and they said there should have been red. Even Alex Neil said it. He's seen red given a foot. No, I instantly thought yellow.
Right.
Is that sort of, the goalkeeper, he was going away from the ball.
Yeah.
He was trying to clear it, but he just mistimed it.
Did Rudd fuck up is what I really mean? Or was it one of those things where the player got to it quickly? And
yeah. It was a faux bay. He just got there a millisecond before. That sort of like just nudge, and it looked a lot worse than it was because he was swinging for the ball to clear it and he just touched it away from him. But there was two players that were running in onto the goal line and the ball was going wide. It was definitely a yellow card.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But it wasn't like a mistake he made, was it?
No, the ball was put through and he charged out.
Yeah.
And I said, another half a second, he would have got the ball and he cleared it and it all been good.
Was the Afobe good?
Yes, very good.
If we'd got him and whoever else, it would be like the most perfect window.
He was just causing us problems all over the place. He just with pace and close control. Imagine, think of Graben's close control with Jerome's pace.
And being able to finish as well.
And Kyle Lafferty's smile.
I don't like his smile, it's leering.
You think?
Yeah.
Towards you. Mm. So we're going to do. We lost, so we need to do a tonic to perk everyone up, and then we can finish it off. Then,
yeah.
So let's do it.
Okay.
That last game was pretty crappy, wasn't it? I would describe it as something chronic. But don't worry, because we're here for you. Because we're offering you right now a healthy drink of the Norwich City Tonic. Get it down, ya. Yummy.
So, we're going to talk about the most memorable transfer, because do you know why? It is transfer window currently, and we are buying players like shittery. So, that's...
Like shittery?
Like shittery. Who is your most memorable signing?
Well, you go first, if you want.
No, you go first.
Okay. Yep, I'd rather you...
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
This.
Go on then.
I don't really have one.
Oh.
Do you have
Everyone
one?
Cheered up yet? I don't know.
It's your fucking idea.
Well, that's because you didn't have any ideas. Yeah, you were saying, about our favourite goal.
Earlier on the podcast, let's do Norwich Tonic. Oh, no, yeah, that's a good idea.
How about Thomas Helveg?
Really?
Well, because we'd been out, we hadn't been in the Premier League for 10 years.
I can promise you, three people just committed suicide to you saying that name. This is not going well.
We hadn't been in the Premier League for 10 years.
Yeah.
We came up with a pretty shit team. And then suddenly we were signing a guy from, played at Inter and had played a long time at Milan. Really one of the great Danish players. And it felt exciting again, suddenly, sort of, the football's reinvigorated for me a little bit. Supporting Norwich was reinvigorated a little bit, from being mid-table championship for so long. First, it was Huckabee, that was great. But then an actual proper international, he played a shitload of times for his country, had played at World Cups, had played at two of the great Milan side was coming to Norwich. I mean, he turned out to be shit for us. Old and crap, as we probably suspected he was going to be. And it was, in the end, it was a bit of a QPR move, the kind of thing QPR would do these days, except we didn't pay a lot of money for him. But there was that moment when he suddenly thought, you know, Norwich are actually genuinely back in the big time, back in the Premier League, because we've signed a good player.
I can recall mine.
Finally.
When you are about 13, 14, signings are the most exciting thing that imaginable. That's the one. Mike Sherin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
now,
that
there was
exciting.
A lot of talks. That's our era.
Yeah.
So I remember on teletext, we put a bid in for £500,000 for Mike Sherin. It's like, Mike Sherin, that bloke who scores a Man City, he's well good. We can't get him. Bid goes up to 725 and we get him. And it comes, it's like, shit, we're going to win the league. Because when you were little, you could think you were going to win the league.
And there was nothing more exciting than getting a goal scorer
a
in
forward.
As well.
It's always more exciting than
a
forward.
It's another guy you could pretend to be in the back garden or whatever, or at school. You could pretend to be him banging in the goals, missing the goals.
Yeah, touching the goals.
Yeah, that or a pacey winger. When you're a teenager and you'd sign, you know, a winger or a forward.
I can promise you, there's no one in the playgrounds going, oh, I have a Pento, look at me go. Oh, currently, they're going to see, look at me. I'm Naismith.
Yeah, really? They're going to look at him and probably think,
what are you doing? I'm just going to give some money to charity.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
Sherin was. Why was it? I mean, it was because we hadn't signed anyone good for quite a long time.
I just think it was, oh, he's going to change us. Because Mark Robbins was like, oh, that's a good signing. And then what happened?
Mm. But the problem with Mark Robbins is we'd lost Robert Fleck. So it was kind of like we'd lost our great striker and we brought in this guy who'd done okay for Man United but wasn't brilliant. So that signing was kind of undervalued by the fact we'd lost Fleck, whereas Sherin was a proper goal scorer coming to us.
Mark Robbins' first two goals were genius.
The three he scored.
The header was fantastic. It was behind him and he managed to hook it round, bend it in top corner. The little lob from 40 yards.
Over Seaman. And then the one against Chelsea. That was the best of the lot. Because the technique to be able to just
control it
like that. Oh. With arcing ball and to be able to do that and have the composure to do that was...
I think it was Ian Crook that passed it to him.
Oh, I can't remember, but probably. I don't think it was, actually. I'm just trying to think of my video of it now.
Maybe Rob Newman? Gary Megson.
Was it?
Gary fucking Megson.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't it not Dave Phillips?
No.
Okay.
They were good days.
Dave Phillips' goal was the best of the season. It was kind of bicycle kick, but on his side, like he was sort of floating. That was amazing.
I think he meant to
fully
go the other
stretched.
Way.
No, I don't think so. Because he'd done it before. He tried it before. I was watching reruns of like Match of the Day on YouTube from 1992-93.
Okay.
And he'd tried it before and hit the post against... He hit a post doing exactly the same thing.
You fucking nerd.
In fact, that was when I was doing one of the Dan versus Johns.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, one of your first games or something it was. And I was looking at the video of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was on that. So there you go. Everyone cheered up.
I feel better.
I don't know why I've asked, because they can't tell us, can they?
Shush. If you're really quiet, do you feel better? No, didn't work. Oh, one is. So there we go. That's the end of the podcast. We've talked about a lot, haven't we?
We have. Do we reveal the little polls?
I'm going to press the button.
New goalkeeper? Is that racist? No. Little poll, new goalkeeper.
What?
Reveal the new poll. What? Because he could be Polish, the goalkeeper.
Why?
Could be, couldn't he?
Why are we getting a new goalkeeper? We've got Declan Rudd.
We did a couple of polls on the Little Yellow Bird
project.
Okay, so
I'm going to press
Twitter.
The Will You Won't You music.
Is it really going to work for that?
Yeah, you've got to shout over it like you normally do. We're all good.
Okay.
You'll love it. Here we go.
Won't be good.
So thanks very much. This is the end.
Oh, can we just say fuck you to the Sun as well for getting the Santillana thing
wrong?
Oh,
yeah, I saw that. Talking of Santillana.
And for the lazy stereotyping of Norfolk
as
well.
This is what we fucking didn't do at the very beginning, what we meant to.
What did we do?
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Remember that big word?
Yeah.
Thank you. And we say, well, do the thank you. I'll do that first. Oh, man, we didn't say so. Actually, this is quite good. We're doing it at the end because the people who really like us...
stay to the bitter end.
Stay to the end.
Yeah.
So this is a massive thank you to everyone who's given us money for the patron thing that we asked to.
Yeah.
We've got 27 people. who've said yes.
27 or 28, yeah.
28 around that
who
time, which is
very
incredible.
Kindly give us, are giving us $2 a month to $5 a month to $10 a month, which is amazing. And it will help us pay people, hopefully, and cover all the costs.
Well, at the moment, that where we are is covering all the costs, isn't it? Of all the costs for the podcast hosting and the website hosting.
Yeah, and the drawings and by the brilliant Jack Holmes.
Jack Holmes, and I think that's everything. So we're breaking even, which is great, so we can carry on going. But if you want us to improve, then we need a little bit more, but that's okay.
If you didn't hear or haven't heard about it, it's at patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and just type in the little yellow bird project, and it'll tell you all about it, and we'll tell you in a video of us looking
confused.
Bit terrifying as well. And take a look at that. And if you want to donate, that would be lovely. But if not,
£1.50 a month to make
less lovely, but still lovely in itself.
We'll put a little advert out later on. Yeah. So there we go. So here we go then. Ready? I'll press the button. Thank you very much, everyone. See you. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh. The music's playing.
I don't really know how it's going to work, John.
Just do it. Just shout
okay.
out.
Okay. So we asked for Tim Close's initiation. Would you like to see him either push you in a hole, hit you in Tombland, or threaten you at work? Oh, fucking hell. Siri's just come up now on my phone. And 30% of you said threaten you at work, 33% push you in a hole, but the winner, 37, was hit you in Tombland.
Wow.
That's not in a Tombland, but in Tombland.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's not worth it, John. That was 142 votes, so thank you very much.
Well done, everyone.
And then we also asked, if you missed it, the news that Naismith was about to sign, we knew it all anyway, someone tweeted a photo of a bit of a box being delivered to Colney.
You have 13 seconds.
And we asked, what's in his box? Where's Houlihan? Gwyneth Paltrow's head? Or the smell of football? And the smell of football won with 46%.
The smell of football. Thank you very much, everyone. And we will see you very, very soon.
Smell my football.
Bye.
Bye.
Knob of the day.
Bye.
Aviva.
Bye. Is that annoying yet?
That's
bye.
Great.
Okay, I'll press this button instead then. Bye.
Bye.
About it numerous times, and it's not sexual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.